I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night's game got you all hot and bothered about the Chiefs quarterback situation.
It really did. I mean, you watch it, Aaron Rodgers and how methodical he was and how efficient he was. And I'm like, man, that's Patrick Mahomes next year in year three, year four, year five. I mean, you look at the pocket poise that Aaron Rodgers had last night. And keep in mind, he's got a bum knee. I mean, you got a bunch of dudes trying to kill you. And you've got, what, 8-9 guys around you. And you're looking for a receiver downfield, and you're deadly accurate. You're completely efficient. And then at the end of it, you just rip the soul out of another team, and the game is over. Man, that's what Mahomes is going to be. That's exactly what Mahomes is going to be. Now, I think Mahomes is that right now, but he's not a cleaned-up, polished version of that like Aaron Rodgers was. Like, that was so precise. I mean, he was a surgeon on those last two drives and what he did. And he was so accurate with where he put the football. No receivers could even get to him. And the pocket presence was there. Now, I think that's one of the things that we don't talk about enough with Mahomes right now. I don't think his pocket presence is really there yet, but I think it'll get there. I mean, he's deadly out of the, when he gets outside of the pocket. But, man, that to me is, I think you basically just saw your future last night if you watched those last couple of drives against the 49ers.
I thought Rodgers was amazing yesterday. It's certainly hard to guard him anyway. It's even worse when they give a ticky-tack personal foul call.
That
what was
too.
It? Illegal touching downfield. That is just, you can't call that flag
illegal
in that
touching.
Situation. That then would give you an automatic first down that you knew at that point, San Francisco. Like, you already stopped him once to get off the field on third down. Now you got to do it two times. Yeah, you were not going to do it yesterday. Here's Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers having a conversation about the mindset you need to have for a comeback.
I said, as long as they have you and you're in the lineup, Green Bay has a chance to win and do wonderful things. And, hey.
Well, Favre, you know when you were here, that's the mindset, you know, and I think it's a mental advantage when we're thinking, hey, it don't matter. You know, we got four out there. We're going to get this done. Like, you know, as a leader, I mean, you can relate this as good as anybody. That's the mindset that we have, you know, when you know situations, it's like, yeah, we're going to go down and score. You know what I mean? And that's that confidence that we have in the huddle now because we've done it before You know, I think the other team feels it too. I think you could speak to that as well. You know, they feel that, oh man, you know, we're gonna be the next ones to give something up.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that there's an edge there. You know, almost a point differential based on the player, and of course the organization. But you know, I think that says a lot about the type of player you are, and you've done it so many times that the opponents. Fear that situation, even though they may be ahead, they fear that situation. And you know, I think of all the compliments, that's as good as any that you can ever receive.
So that was Brett Favre talking to Aaron Rodgers earlier today on Sirius XM Satellite Radio about the comeback that Aaron Rodgers had yesterday. I was thinking about Mahomes in the context last night when I'm watching Monday Night Football this way. That I think there are certain quarterbacks that you know when they get the ball at the end of the game, they are going to go down the field and score. Mm-hmm. Like if you were watching Sunday Night Football and it's a tie football game and you know all the Patriots need is a field goal to win the game, there is not a Chiefs fan alive that thought they were going to get a stop and Brady wasn't going to take his team down the field and they weren't going to have an opportunity to win. I've seen Brady in that situation 50 times and they always seem to score in those scenarios. You had the exact same feeling last night with Aaron Rodgers. Like, once they got the illegal touching penalty, and then it was an automatic first down, and they got a second life, you knew he was about to terrorize the San Francisco 49ers, and they were at least going to get a field goal in that situation. Now, to me, the measure of a great quarterback is down four, 2 minutes on the clock, one timeout. You need to get points in this scenario. What's your confidence level in your quarterback?
Yeah.
Because your confidence level in Alex Smith was like a 5, maybe a 4.
Yeah, I think it's a 4. Maybe
your confidence level in Brady's a 10. Your confidence level in Breeze is a 10. Your confidence level in Rodgers is a 10. you are going to get to the point, hopefully, with Patrick Mahomes, that your confidence level is a 10 and you know you are going to score in that scenario. The flip side we saw for another team, Monday Night Football, Case Keenum in that situation. I didn't feel like Case Keenum was taking that team down the field. I just don't feel Case Keenum's capable of taking you down the field.
And he would have if he would have hit that pass. I mean, he had the opportunity, but he didn't do it.
But the difference between the great quarterbacks and the good quarterbacks and the bad ones is the good ones hit the guy wide open and they score the touchdown on that play. And the bad ones throw the ball out of bounds and then you get turnover on downs in that scenario or you have a turnover in the situation. That's where your confidence level to me comes with the quarterback. When you got to get points, when you have to take your team down the field, do you think your quarterback can do it? At this point with Mahomes, you got to feel really good that you got a guy that can.
Let me read off the top nine guys with game-winning drives in the history of the NFL. Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Brett Favre, John Elway, Ben Roethlisberger, Johnny Unitas, Eli Manning, Warren Moon. All Hall of Famers. Eli, borderline, but he's got two rings. If Mahomes can get into that group, which I think he's capable of doing when it comes to the game-winning drive part of this deal, he's going to be special. I felt like Mahomes had this in him even when I saw him in the first preseason game when he's scrambling and a play's breaking down and he's making something happen and he hit Marcus Kemp in the back of the end zone. I'm like, okay, we got something here. And it just solidified what I thought when I saw him in Denver in week 17 last year. He's special, man. He is really, really special. And the great ones may miss the throw on the opening drive like Mahomes did against the Patriots, but when the game's on the line, in the second half, he didn't miss much. You know, that's what the great ones do. That's what the really, really good ones and the great ones do. And I think Mahomes has that in him, man. I think it's in his DNA.
I think what's been great, too, over the last couple of weeks as an NFL fan is, I mean, you got to see the two of the greatest in the NFL do it in back-to-back game situations. You saw Brady do it. I know it sucks it was against you, but, I mean, you know, those Brady drives are vintage. I mean, Brady is considered the greatest quarterback of all time because he can do that better than anybody else. Why people consider Aaron Rodgers one of the greatest talents of all time is he's throwing to Devontae Adams and that Browns kid from Notre Dame. And he's just throwing the ball to just a bunch of guys in that scenario, and he's able to take them down the field where the Packers didn't play an A-plus game. But you know that that team, that is a 2-14 team, a 3-13 team if they don't have Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. But he's going to find a way to will that team to 9 wins. That great quarterbacks just have the ability to elevate the play of everybody around them and say, if you can't get me there, I'll take you there.
Yeah,
that's what Rodgers did yesterday. Rodgers carried that team to a victory. Your hope is that you're going to have a quarterback that, you know, if Sammy Watkins is out with an injury, if Tyreek Hill's out for an injury, you can take Chris Conley, DeMarcus Robinson, and you can will those guys to a victory because you're talented enough to do so. That's what the great ones can do.
Yeah, and I always talk about checking boxes off, right? Can you deal with adversity? And I think Mahomes has done that. Can you bring a team back from behind on the road? Mahomes has done that. And I think one of the boxes that he'll have to check, and we won't know this for a couple of years, is if he can do what you're talking about. I mean, what the great ones have done is been able to be amazing with receivers that you've never heard of. I think I heard Binkley talking about this last night. I mean, Rob Gronkowski is probably going to be the one pass catcher in Tom Brady's career that actually goes to the Hall of Fame. You know, and think about it from this perspective, too. Mahomes is going to get paid a lot of money here in Kansas City, more than likely. He's going to make a ton of money here in Kansas City. So that means you're not going to be able to pay everybody. You're not going to have the fastest guy on the planet, Tyreek Hill, forever. You're not going to have Sammy Watkins. Travis Kelce's going to move on at some point. And so if you've got a guy that can elevate your team because of the quarterback that you have, you're going to be able to save a lot of money at those skill position, you know, spots. And because you can make those guys better. You can do what Brady's done. You can do what Peyton Manning's done. You can do what Aaron Rodgers has done with some of the receivers that he has. So that to me, that's – we still don't know about that with Mahomes, but I feel pretty good about it. You know, I feel like he can do that. And that's why when you look last night and you watch what Aaron Rodgers did, it did make me think about, you know, hey, we've got a little fast forward into the future, the Kansas City Chiefs, when you see, you know, how efficient and how good Aaron Rodgers was down the stretch to win him a game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.